Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Text Number 8. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Varam Vrinidvam Vadram Cha Va Bo, it says. Varam vrini dvam badrambo yuyame nripa nandana sohardena pritag dharmas tushtoham soridena vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Varam Vrinidvam Badrambo Yuyam Menripanandana Sohardena Pritag Dharmas Tushtoham Soridena Vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Varam Varnidam Badrambo Yuyame Nripanandana Sohardena Pritag Dharmas Tushtoham Soridena Vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Param Varnidvam Badrambo Yuyam Nevitam Nandana Sohardena Pritak Dharmas Tushoham Soridena Vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Varam Rinidvam Badrambo Ryuyame Nripanandana Sauhardena Pritak Dharmas Tushtoham Saridena Vaha. Ladies. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Varam Varnidvam Badrambo Yuyame Nripanandanaha Sohardena Pritag Dharmas Tushtoham Saridena Vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Varamba Nidam Vadrambo Yuyame Nripanandana Sohardena Pritak Dharmas Tushoham Saridena Vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Varam benediction, Vrinidvam ask, Badram good fortune, Vaha of you, you may from me, Ripanandana, O sons of the king, Sohardena, by friendship, aprita, non-different, dharma, occupation, tushtaha, pleased, aham, I, sohardena, by friendship of you. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dearest sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction from me." So please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me." Purport. Since the sons of King Prachini Barhishat were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachini Barhishat was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is a real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning towards material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benediction to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachini Barhishat. So the text again. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Varam Vrinidvam Padramvo Yugyam Me Nripanandana Soharadena Pritag Dharmas Tushtoham Sauridena Vaha. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dearest sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with their mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction from me." Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyadhyade Siddharane. In this verse, it talks about unity in Krishna consciousness. People can also be unified for their sense gratification, but that unity cannot last very long, because as soon as the object of sense gratification or the goal of sense gratification is accomplished, then the unity breaks apart. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Vyavasayatmika buddhi, ekeha kuru nandana, bahu saka yanantascha buddhiyo vyavasayina." Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one, O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. And then Krishna says, you have some problem? Is there?
Resolute.
Not determined. Like a resolution, we have resolutions. You heard of resolutions? GBC resolutions. Means that we're determined that in some yuga these may be implemented in this country. Some of them are made for the next Kali Yuga, but and Krishna, Yamimam Pushpitam Vacham, Prabhadant Yavipashitaha, Veda Vatarata Parata, Nayam Astiti Vadinam, Karmatmaka, Swarga Pura, Janma Karma Palapradam, Kriya Visheshubahulam Bogaishvarakatim Prati. Yam Imam Pushpitam Vacham. What does Pushpa mean? Flowers, yes. So what is Vacha? What's that? Yeah, flowery language. Yam imam pushpitam vacha. Those who are bewildered by the flowery language of the Vedas, which recommended various fruitive activities for elevation to the heavenly planets, resulting good birth, power, and so forth, being desirous of sense gratification, opulent life, they say that there's nothing more than that. From the materialistic point of view, the object of life is to gain as much material goods, opulence as possible, and then try to utilize it to the maximum, to enjoy the maximum amount of sense gratification. So people unite, just like people unite to steal from someone else. Basically speaking, that's unity in the material world. Let's get together and exploit something in the material world. Individually, we can't conquer this person, but together we can conquer them. And then afterwards, we'll divide him up equally. And then after we conquer some group of people or some nation, then we fight with each other to see who's the last standing person to enjoy the results. So unity in the material world means generally unity for sense gratification. But actual unity, if we really want to be united, it has to be based upon a higher purpose. Prabhupada would always give the same example that if you put a rock into a lake, then the ripples start going around and around. But if you put rocks in different parts of the lake, then the ripples will simply clash because the center is different. But if one continuously puts a rock in the same spot, then the ripples will be harmonious and won't clash with each other. So the center interest, the actual center interest, is Krishna. But Natevidu Swarthagatim Vivishnu, people don't know that their real interest is to revive their relation with Krishna. They think something else will make me peaceful, something else will make me happy, something else will give me some enlightenment as to how to become peaceful and happy. Dharashya ye bahya artha manina. And therefore, without knowing that the goal is actually to obtain Krishna, to become conscious of Krishna, therefore one must take some lesser goal, some materialistic goal generally, in order to so-called become comfortable and secure and then try to enjoy the senses. And that way, because my security, my comfort, often comes at the cost of other people's security and comfort. Therefore, there is always a clash. And even if materially, you know, grossly speaking, then everyone is trying to compete to become the best. And indeed, people vicariously want to think themselves to be the best. Therefore, when it comes down to it, their nation is the best, has something special about it. We may be small, but we're beautiful. Or my sports team won the Olympics, and therefore we are actually the best. My football team came in first, and therefore I am the best. Even my initiating spiritual master, he's the greatest, and therefore naturally I'm amongst the greatest too. So that's there also. Somehow or another, identify ourselves with something so we can feel ourselves special, unique, worshipable almost, if not. And therefore everyone is competing in the material world to get something that will make them distinct, unique, desirable, appreciable, outstanding. If it's only to get an extra star on the report card, people will work. So they can show, I got a gold star. What about you? Oh, you only got a silver star. Oh, I'm sorry. Too bad. But the idea is that the real object of appreciation, the actual object of glorification, the actual object of attention, everyone has the same object, namely Krishna. Because after all, what we're really trying to do is not make in one sense, maybe we're trying to make ourselves the center, but where is ourselves? We're simply in a body. And therefore, because we're actually not the body, trying to make the body the center is actually the same thing as trying to make Krishna the center. We're trying to make someone or something the center. It's just a question of who it is. It's either Krishna or the material energy that we're now riding around in one machine called our material body and subtle material mind and intelligence and ego. Trying to make that the center is just another kind of deity worship. Because this deity is matter of blood and muscles and fat and other kinds of things. But still we love it anyhow. It's still, we find it worshipable. And Krishna's body is made out of Satchitananda Vigraha. It's made out of pure pleasure eternally with full enlightenment, full consciousness. So if it's a choice between a dead material body and Krishna, that's what we have to make our decision. Do I want to worship my dead material body or other people's dead material bodies? Or do I want to worship Krishna? So everyone has that choice. Those who decide Krishna, then they have the same choice. And those who decide to worship their material energy, then they have separate choices and they can never really be united. At least not permanently. And the proof, Prabhupada says, is the United Nations. When he was there, it was like 80 flags when Prabhupada was physically present. And now it's like 120, 130 flags. So they're not becoming more united, they're becoming more disunited. And they usually get together in order to pass some resolution, in order to enough nations to get together, not for peace and prosperity of the world, but for exploitation of a certain part of the world. Therefore, no one really takes seriously the United Nations because they're not united. And they're not there to help unite the nations. They're there to actually be utilized as an instrument for exploitation of certain nations. But when one becomes Krishna conscious, then Krishna says, just by working together, it's so difficult to work together for a common cause that just if the devotees do that, then Krishna is pleased. We don't have to memorize millions of verses. We don't have to distribute millions of books. We don't have to attend millions of mangalartis. We have to work together cooperatively. But not for sense gratification. Yes, let's get together for our sense gratification. We can work cooperatively. The devotees, there was a CIT initiative. They wanted to do a CIT initiative. CIT is, I forget what it is. But anyhow, it's grants from the European Union. The devotees wanted to do get a grant for having devotee football teams. So the devotees can learn how to work cooperatively in a football team. That kind of cooperation we don't really need. We need cooperation to spread Krishna consciousness, not for a football team. That team, everyone should be part of, not that we're competing with each other to see who's the best at football. Oh, so Ljubljana is the best in football. They're the biggest devotees of football. Krishna, they can't remember, but football, they're absorbed in. No, we should be one team to spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna, every soul to Krishna is equal. Even the soul in the body of an ant, for Krishna, it's actually the same soul. It may be a gopi, it may be a coward boy, it may be a servant or a mother or a father, it may be a cow in Vrindavan, or a four-armed servant of Krishna in Vaikuntha. But in that heart of the ant, there's also a soul. And Krishna equally wants every living entity to wake up to their consciousness of Him, to their relationship with Him. And we work together for that, that's real unity. Everything else is just imagination. It's just working for some aspect of the material nature which we designate as ours. But it's not ours, it's all Krishna's. And it's all meant for Krishna's service, and Krishna's service is to spread Krishna consciousness in this age. So that's what it means to cooperate. Either to hear and chant about Krishna, because it's not that only we want to go out in the street, that the street is something holy. The temple is kind of like ordinary. But when we go out in the street, then we can actually become Krishna conscious. Nor vice versa, that only the temple is sacred, and when we go out in the street, it's something material. That our business is wherever we are. We give Krishna consciousness to each other, and we give it to others also. Then Krishna will be pleased, just by Krishna. That's why the Sankirtan movement, there we're cooperating. Someone's chanting, others are trying to listen, then others are chanting and someone is trying to listen. So that's cooperation in Krishna consciousness. If we started to cooperate with each other and singing Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, I don't think the Panchatattva would be very pleased. Oh, they're cooperating so nicely for Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. A cooperation in Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna is pleased. And that's the only way we can actually understand what people's real interest is. Because we may give them some welfare work by distribution of transcendental literature or prasadam, but that's only because we know that their real interest is to become Krishna conscious. And in order to do sometimes some material benefit has to be there. Some minimum. So that people are not distracted by so many different needs, material needs that they may have. But that should be kept to a minimum. It's not that everyone has to drive around in a big car and a house, have a big house, their iPhone and their iPod and their computer, and then they can chant Hare Krishna. No, in a very simply a little prasadam, some protection, some clothing, and then the material necessities are met, and one can peacefully chant Hare Krishna, not hankering for more and more material goods. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Matsita, Machkita, Prana, Bodhi, and Tashparashram, Katayantasvam Nityam, Tushanti Cha, Ramanti Cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. Satam prasangam mamavirya sampido, bhavanti rikarna rasayanam kata, tasjoshva jrava vartmidi, shararatira bhakti anukramishyati. In the association of devotees, my glories become very tasteful. Satam prasangam mamavirya sambido bhavanti rikarna rasayanam kata. It becomes like nectar, like a rejuvenation for the ear and to the mind and the heart. So the whole Bhagavatam is just full of how the devotees cooperate hearing and chanting with each other. And obviously they're doing it to Krishna's please, otherwise why would they do it? Does that answer your question? What kind of cooperation are you thinking? That I'm happy that you're cooperating?
Sorry?
He said, I'm happy that your mutual friendship in Krishna consciousness. Oh, I don't know. Obviously, the coward boys are friendly with each other. At least different groups of gopis are friendly with each other. So that's also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it states that the gopis, they try to get each other, Krishna, they try to make arrangements so the other gopis get a chance to meet Krishna. And they're happy when they see that the other gopis are with Krishna than when they're with Krishna. And Krishna is simply happy to see how they're working together to try to please him. So that's also similar. Yes?
I have a question regarding the sports that you mentioned. Lately we hear, not lately, but we used to hear that people who, you know, take care of their bodies, get involved in sports, kind of maintain their physical condition, to get the label of being in Maya because they're actually going to take care of this material body, the temple where the soul resides. And I was just, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says also, I'm the life in life and I'm the beauty of man. Why do we so much condemn these sports activities or...
You mean frivolous sports? Yeah, because it's frivolous. We can maintain the body. I mean, Prabhupada didn't play basketball or... You know, but he went for a morning walk and had a massage. He took care of the body. He didn't have to play, you know, basketball and football and golf in order to do it.
Is that not ability?
Well, ability. Krishna is also, he's the ability, and when the butcher kills the cow, he gives him the intelligence how to do it expertly. But that kind of ability we don't need. Krishna is everything. So he's also the slaughterhouse. But that doesn't mean that we open the slaughterhouse and name it as Krishna's. The Hare Krishna slaughterhouse. So he's the ability in man, whatever ability is, but there's abilities that are favorable to Krishna consciousness and abilities that are unfavorable. Obviously, playing football will not help you remember Krishna. I mean, what benefit does Krishna get if you kick a ball? What does that have to do with spreading Krishna consciousness? What does it even have to do with maintaining your body? Most people get injured playing sports.
How about if a player is Krishna conscious and plays for Krishna? And
plays for Krishna. Well, he has to be authorized. It has to be authorized by Krishna's representatives. We don't find the Prabhupada's authorizing playing football. There's no, how can we authorize it? It's not in the scripture. And to say I'm doing it for Krishna, but how can you, just like if you were, someone comes up to you and gives you a pie made out of mud and asks you to eat it, and you say, well, I don't really want that, you know. But he says, but please eat it, I'm doing it for you. I really want you to. No, I don't want it. No, you must eat it because I want you to. So Krishna doesn't want it. So how can we say that it's for Krishna? We should do things that's called anukulyena and anushilanam. Anukulyena, that which is anushilana, means following what Krishna wants, not what we want, and then offer it to Krishna. That's called whimsical. So Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, that sort of duty is not in Krishna consciousness. That order of Krishna comes down through the succession from the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master's order should be taken as the prime duty of one's life. If one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts in such consciousness, then the success of life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. So that our success is to become Krishna conscious, but that requires following the process. Not the process that we want, but the process that's been given to us. Yes.
Thank you for the lecture. I would like to ask, since Mataji gave this example, as I understand, also a professional football player.
Mm-hmm. Professional football player. How many devotees are professional football players?
Let's say somebody is a professional football player. This is his job. No, in that sense, just for the sake of understanding. Because devotees, they do different kinds of
Do you know any devotee who's a professional football player? But why are you planning to become a professional football player?
Making the discrimination. So obviously not every type of job, every type of.
Well, obviously playing football is not in itself. It's not breaking. It is kind of gambling, but it's not really grossly breaking the four regular principles. So it's probably as good as most of the occupations that people have, which are pretty much useless nowadays. But there are better things to do with one's life. But if that's one makes money and then gives the results to Krishna, then it's acceptable. But not that I'm a devotee, I'm a professional football player. I make a lot of money. And I don't give anything to Krishna, then it's useless. I mean, obviously, the aim of life is not to take a ball and hit it with your foot into a net. It's not like every time the ball gets into the net, Krishna gets excited. Because he's on your side. Anything else? Yes?
Krishna, I want to ask cooperation regarding this topic. When we explain something in Krishna consciousness and we preaching, how is connected sattva sangha with our sadhana? What is the value of both and how they are connected with each other in the connection of cooperation between devotees when they go out to preach our sadhana and sattva sangha, how they are connected in Krishna consciousness?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, you went from sadhu sangha and then were out preaching somewhere. That's a pretty broad topic. Well, I guess we could say this way. If we like each other's association, we like devotees' association, we hear and chant with each other and we actually get a taste for listening to each other. We can't listen to each other if we don't like each other. So we actually listen to each other, we'll gradually learn to like each other. If we actually hear each other chanting Hare Krishna and we get a taste for the chanting, then we'll appreciate that this devotee also has a relation with Krishna. Then we'll want more devotees. If we don't like the devotees of Vera, we don't want more, we want less. We're thinking, when is Krishna going to get rid of this so-called devotee? Why will we be inspired to get more of them? So we can fight with more people? But if we like the association of devotees, and we actually take pleasure in that, then we'll work together to make more devotees, bring Krishna's more. Because the spiritual world, that's all there is devotees. If we don't like the devotees here, what are we going to do when we're there? My God, they're everywhere. How do I get out of this? Is there no shelter outside the devotees? My God, the land's a devotee, it's chanting to me. And that my house is a devotee. Everything's a devotee there. So we have to like the devotees. There's no room for fighting with the devotees in the spiritual world. Otherwise you'll go crazy. But if you love the devotees, there's plenty of room for loving the devotees there because they're everywhere. All right, thank you very much. Karantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Kaur Premanande Hari Bol.